You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You're going to consult with your offensive coordinator and your front office and everything else. Kevin said it was my decision. Sure it was. Put a lot of input into that. We'll see, Dan. You know, what we do know is this, and not to be a smart guy, the offense wasn't working very well. First four games, they scored 16, 17, 13, and 10 points. And those numbers are burned into my brain. That's not good. It's not good enough to win in the NFL. They somehow managed to win a game against a good Green Bay Packer team by scoring 13 points. Congratulations, you stole one. And now they've got to start putting up points.
The offense was repugnant. Whatever you can do.
Oh, nice word.
Whatever you can do to fix a repugnant offense, you should do.
It's a good word.
It's unwatchable. It was horrendous. You spent the whole time wanting to throw the remote through the TV because it just hurt. It was boring. So, if Dillon Gabriel being able to run around and move means that this offense can score points, can be more creative, can work a little bit better, then do it. I'm in. Let's go.
And they talked about Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. For what it's worth, the Vikings are 2-2 coming into this game. All of their opponents except one, the Cincinnati Bengals with Jake Browning at quarterback instead of Joe Burrow, all of their opponents scored at least 22 points. The Vikings beat the Bears 27-24, but they lost to the Falcons 22-6, and they lost to the Steelers 24-21. So other teams have been able to put up points against the Minnesota Vikings defense, and it's a good defense. Other teams except the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a good defense, and Flores is a terrific defensive coordinator. And we'll see if the Browns are able to do it with Dillon Gabriel. What are you expecting? What are you looking for? What do you think the Browns are going to do? And obviously, he said, we have enough in our playbook that we can tailor things to either quarterback.
Hope is a good thing.
Oh, here you go.
Sometimes the best of things, and no good thing ever dies.
By the way, I have to watch Shawshank anytime I'm flipping through.
Oh, so do
and there
I
it
gotta
is.
Stop.
I got to stop at the very least and see where it is.
Yes, without question. And there are certain times where it's like, you know what? We're watching through the commercial break, at least there. I mean, if they're on the roof, you're staying through the commercial
Absolutely.
Break. So, with that being said, I hope we see some quarterback rollouts. I hope we see under center. I hope we see some designed throws that are very much like you will take the ball, you will take six steps and deliver the ball right here on time and on target. I hope they give him some layups in the offense, easy plays that he is comfortable with. I hope they do everything they can to make this as easy on Dillon Gabriel to move the ball forward as possible. But more than anything, I hope, pray, and plea that they run the freaking football.
Yep.
That's where I am. Run the ball. Set up play action. Get some easy throws for your quarterback. You have a rookie quarterback. You need to make life easy on him because he's going to probably have a hard time finding the mic in a Brian at Flores defense because Flores moves everything everywhere, and it's a blank slate every time you stand behind the center.
Fred's in Cleveland. Hi, Fred.
How are you, Fred?
Hey, how you doing? I had a question, man. I'm just so curious, right? We putting Dylan Gabriel in. All right, cool. If Gabriel goes out there and can't see over the line, can't move the ball like we think he can, how do you justify when you do get to Shador this season? Because I think we're going to see him. How are the Browns going to justify getting not playing Shador if Shador, when he gets out there, looks like, okay, we may have to rethink drafting another QB next year?
Pretty easily, Fred. You just throw your hands up and go, he wasn't ready at the time. He learned a little bit more. He got a little bit smarter. He saw some more tape. He read the field a little bit better, and he was good to go.
Wow. Okay.
I got a feeling that's the answer you're going to get.
Fred, let me twist. But I want to hear your answer. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Like, what would, if you was a fly on the wall, like, how would you come back if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and stinks in London, right? And you got to move to Shador. Do you move to Flacco if Gabriel stinks, or do you? What do you do now?
I would do this, Fred. And first of all, let me twist it for you. What if Dylan Gabriel goes out against Minnesota and looks really good on Sunday? Then you're asking the same question that you just posed about Shador, which is, well, why didn't you do this earlier? Same thing. I said this earlier. I said it when it was announced. I would do this, Fred. If in-game something happens to Dylan Gabriel on Sunday and he gets hurt, I'm going to go with Flacco. And if I know Gabriel can't go the next game, I'm going to start Shador. I'm going to give him all week to prep. I'm going to get him ready, and I'm going to throw him out there because I personally had seen enough of Joe Flacco before this season ever started to say on this show that I didn't want Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback. So if something happens to Gabriel, or if he's incredibly ineffective after a couple of games, or if he gets hurt, I'm going to start Shador because I don't need to see any more of Joe Flacco.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Now, the offensive line is responsible for the quarterback's, most of the quarterback's success, right? Like
a good portion of it.
A chunk of it, yeah.
Good portion of it.
All right. Now, at what point do we start blaming the line? I'll take that off air. At what point do we hold them accountable and stop saying everybody else needs to run better, catch better? We get that. But if a QB don't got time, I don't care who you put behind there. You're setting them up for failure.
All right, Fred. Thank you.
Now, I mean, I don't think you've hidden your thoughts. I don't think I've hidden my thoughts either. The tackle position has been an abomination.
Well, it's been an abomination because your two starters got hurt.
Yep.
And the two guys that you signed to be the backups, Leviston coming in late from the Rams, and Cornelius Lucas, who you signed in the offseason, aren't ready or capable of being the type of starting tackle you want.
Correct.
We'll see if Cam Robinson plays this week. If he steps in and plays at left tackle ahead of Lucas, we'll see.
And I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
And then Munford coming in as well. So you did bring in two different tackles. We'll see who plays on Sunday. I think that might be a really interesting thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.